The 2012 Paralympics come to a close this weekend. What? You've missed them? Well, you're not the only one. Only Game's Karen Given is here to explain how to catch all the Paralympic action. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Bill.
Last month, the USOC announced that there would be, quote, expanded coverage of these Paralympic Games, so pretty easy to find them on TV?
No. NBC is only airing 5.5 hours of highlights, mostly on NBC Sports, which is pretty much impossible to find on my television set. And those highlights are sandwiched between shows like Three Gun Nation and Richard Petty's Motorsports Hour.
So where do our listeners find their Paralympics?
On YouTube, lots and lots of interviews, highlights, and events are available online at the U.S. Paralympic Channel. But like NBC's coverage of the Olympics, it's really focused on U.S. athletes. So I'm going to play a clip I found on the International Paralympics Channel.
Three coming in for the bronze. It's going to be Peacock getting the gold. Silver for Brown of the United States. And Anu Free of South Africa gets the bronze medal.
That's the men's 100-meter T44 finals. And you might have noticed there's a name missing.
That would be Oscar Pistorius. Yep. Right? He was in that race, yes?
He was. He actually came in fourth, and he was very gracious, saying that he was beaten by faster runners. It was much more sportsmanlike than earlier in the games when he lost in the 200-meter final and accused the guy who beat him of running on blades that were unfairly long.
It sounds like a ball player saying, hey, that guy's using a corked bat.
Yeah. But for now, at least, the prosthetic limbs that Brazilian Alan Oliveira used are perfectly legal.
So, what else did you find?
Well, next I want to take you back in time a little bit to September. September 2001. Do you remember this? That's the German coverage of F1 racer Alex Zanardi crashing his car. And according to a friend who speaks German, those announcers are saying that's not what should have happened. That's not what should have happened at all.
And they're right. Zanardi lost both legs and almost died in that crash. But talk about comebacks. On Wednesday, he won a Paralympic gold medal in hand cycling.
Exactly right. The race was held at the Brands Hatch racetrack, where Zanardi had competed twice back in the days when he raced automobiles instead of hand cycles.
Those are great storylines. What's it going to take to get the network to expand coverage for the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi?
Well, I'm sure NBC is looking at the view counts on the U.S. Paralympic YouTube channel, and right now they're not so good. For all the criticism over lack of television coverage, many of the videos available only have a couple hundred views.
That's not enough.
It's going to take something like this.
Oh, that's an amazing shot! That's a ridiculous shot! Dave Weddle falling to his right-hand side, played a ridiculous forehand topspin.
That's British Paralympic table tennis player David Weatherall with a diving cross-court winner. He lost that match, but at last count, that YouTube clip had more than 4 million views.
You can find links to all these videos, as well as a link to the U.S. Paralympics YouTube channel at onlyagame.org.